We have reached Paul Jones in the Big Apple, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Hello, Paul.
High security here at the hotel, man.
You're a big wheel, man, I tell you.
No, I'm rolling with the big wheels.
You're rolling with the big wheels.
They are like the Beatles right now. We got in here at some, I was going to say ungodly hour, but when you travel in the NBA and you get back-to-backs, you know, 220 is about where it is. And there they were on SportsCenter, right at the right near the top with DeMar DeRozan crowning Timofey.
God, that was something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul, I mean, I'm going to ask you the same question I'm asking people. I mean, maybe I'm jumping the gun a bit, but what the hell? It's talk radio. That's what we're here for. I don't know if Rudy Gay's displaced Vince or Chrissy. I'm not going to go there. But do you think that maybe this is the guy?
Maybe he is, Jeff. You know, maybe he is. Look, he's closed since he's been here in six games. He's closed two of them, and he hasn't done anything new. It's what he did in Memphis. He did it to Toronto. He did it to Miami. We've seen it before. So, you know, maybe he is. Maybe he just needed this environment and one of those things where a change of scenery was good for everybody. And maybe he is the guy right now. I mean, look, Dwayne Casey drew up the same play that he did in Indiana to get it to Rudy Gay last night, and he delivered. So, yeah, maybe he is the guy. And some people are already saying that or asking that. Is he the best guy we've had here since Vince? And maybe even he hasn't done what Chris did, but maybe in terms of talent, athleticism, maybe even that way surpassing Chris. I don't think so yet, but you know, the old Bum Phillips line, I wouldn't say he's in a class by himself, but it doesn't take long to do attendance.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's a great line. He seems, Paul, to be, it's one thing to be, to join a team and be told, okay, here's your chance to be the man. Here's your chance to be the guy. And it's another thing to sort of look at that and say, all right, let's see if it works. And I guess what I get, what impresses me about Rudy Gay is there's really been no drama to this arrival. It's like, okay, you know, let me see how it fits in. The guy seems to be happy here. He seems to be happy with Dwayne Casey, the environment. I mean, I'll tell you what, you watch that team on the court and you've seen them more recently than I have, but I watched them on TV and you guys made a point. You and Eric made a point after DeMar's dunk, just how engaged the bench is now. And I know it was earlier in the year, but there's a different type of engagement here. There's almost an expectation.
Yes.
I'm seeing now, Paul. The expectation is, oh, hell, something bad's going to happen. The expectation is, Rudy's going to get the ball and do something here.
Yeah, Jeff, that's it. You know, you look at them and they have this look of winners. Like, we're going to win. We're going to do this. We've got a guy who can help us out. And I think what he's done is made some of the other key people, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Valanciunas, he's made them happy. He's made them think, wow, wait a minute, we got a chance to win with this guy. And you talk about the bench being engaged. There was a great exchange between he and Petras last night in the locker room after the game where he said, I'll follow you to the airport. And Petras says, why are you following me? I'm not sure I know how to get there. And, you know, you could, and all the reporters and you know, media were around and they were laughing it up and nothing that, you know, that's what happens when a team's playing well, feeling good about themselves, confident. There are those lighthearted moments that they don't care who's around. It's almost as if they're advertising it. And that's the feeling I get from these guys. And, we ran into Eric and I, two scouts from the Knicks last night that were up there watching the game, and they looked at us and they shook their heads and they said, now you guys are dangerous right now. You are very dangerous. Dell Demps, the GM of the New Orleans Hornets on Sunday, said, man, you guys are going to be scary. And, you know, we had him on air on the pregame show, and everybody looks at Toronto right now because of this one deal with a newfound respect.
Paul Jones joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. It'll be the Raptors and Knicks tonight from MSG. Always a big deal when you're playing the Knicks. But I want to ask you, Paul, we had Mike Breen. We're talking about the Knicks, Carmelo Anthony especially. But it seems to me that an odd sort of way, I mean, I'm used to New York teams getting more hype than they deserve. I'm not certain the Knicks aren't getting less hype than they deserve. Am I reading this right?
Yeah, maybe, Jeff. They're playing well right now, and I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, we saw the same formula in Toronto from Glenn Grunwald. You got a star, Vince, here, Carmelo. Surround him with veterans that know how to play and understand roles and what they're going to do, and let's see how it rolls. And it's a formula that's worked pretty well for Glenn Grunwald a couple times. And, you know, just look at some of the people he's got here with Carmelo Anthony. Like you said, no, with Toronto right now, no drama. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. Let's be professional and see where we can go. And I mean, I got to give Glenn Grunwald credit for that, and I got to give Mike Woodson credit for keeping the ship going in the right direction.
Jonesy, I appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much, as always.
All right, Jeff.
Enjoy New York and have a safe trip home.
All right, will do, man.
Take care. That is Paul Jones, the radio voice of the Raptors.